You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to do Dirt Doctor Radio and talk about a lot of different things, a little catching up to do and a few new things on the menu. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Hope you can spend a little time with us today. Need to start by talking about the wonderful animals at the SPCA. We haven't done a good job the last few weeks of helping some really cute dogs there. So let me start by telling you that from the past, Peaches, Della Star, and Blondie Lee still waiting for homes. This is the SPCA in Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas, Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center there. This week is another cutie, Duke, four-year-old white and tan American bulldog weighing about 94 pounds. He's a big fella. And let's see, he was surrendered to the SPCA because he didn't get along with the other pets in the home. So looks like this is needs to be a only child pet. Loves humans and loves the humans all to himself. Okay, I get that. We got a situation kind of like that going on right now in our place. So check him out, Duke. He's a good-looking one. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button there, and you can see him and the other dogs that are there as well. Telephone number to be with me, same as always, 866-444, which is and then 3478, which is DIRT, D-I-R-T, 866-444-3478. We've got a little different newsletter that I am preparing for you for this week. You know, we usually do one subject at a time, and this next week it'll be one subject at a time too, but it's going to be a little bit more detail in it because this is Pollinators Week or Pollination Week, whatever they're calling it. I hadn't heard of that. I don't know if that's a new thing or not, but I want to cover some of the basic insect pollinators and other pollinators that probably everybody knows about, and then some of the ones that are a little bit more obscure, and we'll have that out for you fairly early in the week, I guess, with some photographs about these different pollinators and some information for you. The other thing I want to talk about before we get into talking with people about their issues with their gardens and landscape plants and things like that, we have, as a lot of you already know, we have a course now. It's a natural organic certification course. We put it together over a period of time. It was done because of all the questions we were getting about what college or what school or what university or what anything could you go to get an education on this organic approach that we recommend. At the time, there really wasn't anything available. I think that Washington State University now has either one or more curricula that cover the natural organic approach. I don't know much detail about it. I need to look into it. But what we did for the listeners and people that we're talking with all the time is create a school that's online. It's 15 chapters that you take a chapter at a time, and you take a test on each one as you go, and at the end become certified. Well, something jumped up. We've had some real good participation in it and some real good feedback from people that are partly through it and people that are all the way through and have received their certification at the end. But something kind of slipped by me, and it became very evident when some of the people with the video company mentioned that they were a little bit confused about it. There is apparently, or has been apparently, a perception that it's only for professionals, that it's only for people in the business. Now, that really doesn't hold up, that thought that doesn't hold up that well, because a whole lot of the people that have signed up to take the test and have finished the test appear to be just homeowners and not anybody in the business. We have both. And that's the way it was designed. And I wanted to make that clear to everybody. It has a little bit of a hard professional look. The beginning slides and the name itself, the Natural Organic Certification Course. But I just wanted to make sure everybody realized it's for homeowners very much so. We spent a lot of time designing it and writing it so that it has enough detail for the professionals to be able to turn it into use on their projects, whatever kind of professional they are. But we also wanted it to be simple enough for people to understand how to go to the store, buy the products that we're talking about, and use them themselves. In other words, it'd be good for the homeowner's personal use. And I think we've been successful in that. We haven't had anybody say that has taken the course that it's too complicated or too simple. So I think we hit pretty happy medium there. But I wanted to let everybody know that it definitely is for the homeowner. And the kind of thing we're as a result of that revelation, mild revelation, I guess, we are changing a few things as far as how we're explaining the course and the graphics that are there. It hasn't been changed yet. It's still the same as we first put up. And if you haven't looked at it yet, you go to dirtdoctor.com, and the first button that comes up has some ginkgo leaves in the background and the seal, Texas Organic Research Center seal, at the top, which is the nonprofit that is behind this whole endeavor. But you click on that big graphic there, that's actually a button that takes you to the explanation of the course. And like I said, there's 15 chapters. The 15 chapters are starting out with an introduction. And then the second one is soil building. And what that talks about is how you prepare soil and what are the different products that you use to improve the soil. And we talk about the pros and cons. We talk a lot about what I don't recommend: peat moss and synthetic fertilizers and things that really do damage to the main thing that we're trying to accomplish, and that is to build biological activity in the soil. That's the key of the whole thing. It's all about that, building the life in the soil. And it's the thing that once you get that point, it makes it real simple to understand why we don't recommend the things that we don't recommend: the high nitrogen salt fertilizers, the nitrogen only fertilizers that are just horrible for the life in the soil, the pesticides, of course, and then probably top of the chart are the weed and feed fertilizers, because not only do you have the high nitrogen salt fertilizers, which are destructive to the soil in the product, but you also have herbicides that are damaging to the soil as well. The leading one, and we're not bashful about it in the course, we talk about the fact that the one that we dislike the most is one that's still out there as one of, if not the leading sales, getting the leading sales in the country, and it's the Scotts Bonus S fertilizer. And we're so negative about it because it, first of all, it's just a weed and feed fertilizer, and we don't like them at all, because when you put chemical ingredients into a product that create this weed and feed situation, you've done a very silly thing just in general. Those two elements, the fertilizer and the pre-emergent herbicide, are not designed to go out at the same time. And if you put them out at the same time, you're going to be putting it out at the wrong time for one or the other. So you got that basic problem with the products there. And then, of course, the second thing is that you've got a toxic fertilizer, toxic to the life in the soil because it's salt. And it's imbalanced. It has NPK, but it has very poor trace mineral package and benefit to the plants, and has no carbon at all. So it robs carbon from the soil and from the microbes and all that. And then, of course, the second is the herbicide. Now, the herbicide is something I want to talk about separately. I'll probably make a note of that and hold that. I did something on Facebook related to herbicide because something really hit me upside the head that somebody else did. But I'll talk to you about that in a bit. Let me get through the rest of this first. The second chapter, soil building, is what we've just been talking about, building the carbon, building the life in the soil, building the organic matter in the soil. The third chapter is about planting, and I'll talk about that when I come back, and then the other chapters real quickly so you kind of understand what you're going to be looking at when you see this outline. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number, and we'll get to the phones in the next segment or the one after that, 866-444-3478. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We were talking about the online course. One thing that I mentioned quickly, I probably should have said a little bit more about. I mentioned the newsletter that we do. The newsletter that we do is weekly, and it's free. All you have to do is sign up for it. And we've been doing it for quite a while. You can check out the archives on dirtdoctor.com. But if you want to get it electronically every week, just sign up right there with the simple form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The rest of the explanation of the course, this online course, which I mentioned in the first segment, if you missed it, is actually, it gives you the impression that it's very professional and just for professionals, but that's not the case at all. It's for homeowners. It's for people doing vegetable gardens, herb gardens, landscaping on whatever basis. I talk about even container gardening, all kinds of details are there throughout the course. But as I mentioned, the soil building is the first thing we talk about because it's the critical key, whether you're talking about the soil in containers or in a vegetable garden or in landscaping, and all that's covered in Chapter 2. Chapter 3 is planting, and it goes through the planting techniques that we recommend for various kinds of plants and talks about the trap doors, you know, the things that are the biggest problems out there that we see and how to avoid those. Trees got a little long, so I busted it into two parts. And on trees, we talk about the basic planting instructions and the basic techniques that we recommend and that we don't recommend, once again, and why we don't recommend those things. And the second part of the tree chapter is about solving problems, diseases, insects, major kinds of things, and it talks about and explains the sick tree treatment and the use of the air spade and all the different things that you hear me talk about on the show all the time here but maybe have never seen in person. And we cover all this stuff with slides, and the way we're able to do the course is I'm able to use my vast library of photographs and to show this stuff in a way that I've never been able to do. Yeah, I got books out there. I got books on all these subjects, and you can buy them on Amazon or the few bookstores that are left around there. But some of the things that we talk about in the course are brand new, things that we learned just recently. The books cover things, in some cases, more like I used to recommend than I do now. Still some good help from them, but the most current help is from the course. Chapter 6 is on fertilizing, and again, we talk about the fertilizing techniques that we don't recommend and why, and the fertilizing techniques that we do, explain the overall program to use on various kinds of crops. Basically, it's the same, but it's tweaked a little bit depending on what kind of crop you're growing. Insects, a lot of detail there. We go into detail so much that it's in two chapters, and we cover using beneficial insects as well as the pests and what we recommend for control. Same thing with diseases, an entire chapter on diseases, an entire chapter on weed control. The compost and mulch chapter, I put it together because as I was writing that chapter of the course, it occurred to me that sometimes there's an overlap there. Sometimes the mulch becomes compost. Sometimes the compost is used as sheet mulch put out in a large area to break down on the site rather than going through a pile in a regular compost. And so we talk about all the ramifications of using the different kinds of mulches and compost, and talk about what's good and bad about mulch. There's a lot of mulches I don't recommend, and we not only explain why, but show you what they are and how they're being used out there primarily. Chapter 12 is on landscaping. Landscaping tips and techniques are a little out of the ordinary. It's more what I cover there than just trying to cover the entire landscape industry. Chapter 13, food crops, same kind of thing. There's some tips. We talk about floating row cover use and some of the things like that that you may have heard me discuss in detail. Chapter 14 is on irrigation, and we go through the pros and cons of the different kinds of irrigation systems and the basic techniques and programs that we recommend. And then we sum everything up in the 15th chapter. So those of you that are homeowners, yes, indeed, it is a course that's applicable to homeowners as well as people in the biz. Well, let's see what else I need to do before we go back to the phones. There are several new speaking engagements for me that have been lined up. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and go to Howard's appearances, you'll see them there. One that is a little new, I'm speaking at the Acres USA conference this year. For the first time in a long time, Charles Walters used to run Acres USA for many years and was a friend, and I spoke there but either once or twice years ago, and I think they thought I was primarily in landscaping, which I was, and they're primarily in food crops. Well, his son runs the place now, doing a great job, Fred, and Fred has invited us to be there. It's going to be in late November. You can see the details on our website, like I said, in Kansas City. And, well, I'll tell you the details of it. Here comes the birds in. I'll give you the details a bit more when I come back. And then we'll go to the phone. So I've got some people holding. We'll go there right away. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com. Free newsletter. Fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and the course is all explained, the big button right there on the homepage. Don't go away. I'll be back.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite book store or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Just real quickly, gave you the wrong place that the Acres event is. It's actually in Omaha, Nebraska, late November. I was thinking Kansas because Topeka, Kansas, I'll be doing a Mother Earth News event there, and also one in Pennsylvania. So you can see all that detail on our website once again, DirtDoctor.com, and just go to appearances, and they're all listed for you right there. Okay, got a few more things to work in. People have been holding here for a while, so we're going to go to the phones, catch up a little bit, and then get back to some of that other stuff. Philip, St. Joe, Texas, first up. Hello, Philip.
Good morning, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing great. What's up?
On the surround WP, is there anything that you can put with that so when you water or it rains, it won't wash off?
Have you used it yet, Philip, and are you seeing it wash off?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's interesting. The reason I ask that is when I did my first testing on it at the house and in the experimental gardens at the office, I did a test in a couple of ways. One is I put it out just like they recommend, mixed with water, and then I also put it out with some surfactants. I used BioWash mixed with it in one, and can't remember what I did in the other, maybe some molasses. I had to look at my notes. We saw that it stayed on the leaves surprisingly long. I was surprised. I even tried to wash it off, and it adhered to the leaves for quite a long time with the wash not taking it off. Did you put a surfactant in yours when you did it?
only thing I put, whether it was a granular garlic.
Oh, you put some garlic in too. Well, that's strange. What we're talking about, for everybody, if you don't know what a surround is, it's a kaolin clay product, and it puts a white film on the foliage, and that's what repels. It actually is it stops the feeding of grasshoppers and other pests. I don't know, Philip. I'm a little bit stumped. For me, it stayed on there longer than I kind of liked. It was almost a little bit of a cosmetic problem. You might try adding some bio wash or just some liquid soap of some kind, it's somewhere between a teaspoon and a tablespoon per gallon. See if that helps it stick on there a little bit better, and let me know what you see. That's the first time I've heard about that being an issue.
Yes, sir. Okay, I appreciate it, Howard.
Thanks for letting me know, and give that a shot and see if it helps.
Okay, Howard.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
It's a good product. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, it's the same clay that's used by people making pottery, clay pots, and things like that. It's just more finely ground, and it mixes in water well, and you blow it on the foliage for cosmetic reasons. It washing away fairly soon might be even a benefit to people that are, trying to sell the produce later on and that sort of thing. There's no danger with a little bit of residue being left. It'd wash off real easy, but just from a cosmetic standpoint, it would be a little bit of a problem still being on something you're trying to sell if you're in that business. Doing it yourself for your own crops, not a problem. Just wash it off. Eunice in DeSoto, Texas, next up. Hi, Eunice.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thanks very much.
My question is, I have an infestation of chiggers. When we were children, we called them red bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed on your webpage, you said we could use sulfur. I guess my question is sulfur dangerous to my dogs? I have two chihuahuas, and they're a little lower to the ground than other dogs.
If they got in a lot of it and really breathed a lot of it or licked a whole lot of it up, I guess it could be somewhat of an issue. But in all my years in the landscape business, Eunice, I've never heard anybody report any real serious problems that have come up from it. And there's a lot of landscapers and people that use sulfur out there. One thing that you can do if you want to avoid that possibility is get one of the essential oil products like Essentria or EcoSmart, one of those. Those will give you some pretty good help with it, too. We're trying to get a cedar oil product on the market. I got a tip from Bob Webster that he had been talking to Stuart Frankie about putting a liquid cedar product out. And I think whenever we get that, and I'm pretty sure they'll do it, it's just not out there yet. I think that will help a lot, so you might make a note of that for future.
Okay.
And the other thing would be there is a wildflower, it's a Texas wildflower called horse mint. And horse mint, if you can get it in any form, liquid extract, grow the plants yourself, however you can get that product, it's more effective. The juice, rubbing the leaves and the flowers together and rubbing that on your skin and your pants and everything, it's as good a repellent as the sulfur is. So that gives you several different things you can try there that'll help you with it. I hope it's chiggers and not chicken mites, because chiggers are easier to get under control than the chicken mites. The chicken mites, you have to use some of those things and maybe switch what you use, kind of like our mosquito program, because they are much harder to control than the chiggers are.
Okay, that's something new. I've never even heard of chicken mites.
That's, well, you might look it up. That's a bad common name that I use. It's actually got some other more technical name. I call them chicken mites because sometimes people with chickens run into the problem. And the thing that's so tough about the chicken mite versus the chigger is that it tends to attack certain people and not other people. And it's just when it pops up, when it becomes a problem, it's harder to control. So
okay.
It'd be the same products and same techniques, though, and using maybe different ones in different times that would be the recommended solution.
Okay. You also had diatomaceous earth?
Diatomaceous. Diatomaceous okay. earth probably won't help you a whole lot with either one of those things. It might a little bit with the chicken mites being used around chickens. It's helpful to the chickens anyway and being in their feed and all that stuff. But the dusting natural diatomaceous earth when it's hot and dry might help you with chiggers. It would be okay to try it, the no danger, and it would be good for the soil and, you know, not any toxicity issues. So it'd be worth a try. Be sure to use natural diatomaceous earth, you know, not the treated swimming pool stuff or anything like that.
See, that's what I was going to ask you, because when I go to Lowe's, it says it has it in it, but I don't think it's the natural. So where can I find the natural?
Well, Lowe's sells in their organic department. I know who stocks that for them, and they sell a natural diatomaceous earth there. They may have some boilerplate language on the label that sounds scary, but I think it is just natural, amorphous, untreated diatomaceous earth. If it's in another department, you know, in a swimming pool area or something like that, stay away from it. But if it's in with the organic products, it'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Let me see. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Hay in Rockwall, Texas. Hi, Hay.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Happy Father's Day and happy Pollination Week, whatever that is. I haven't heard of that one yet myself.
I hadn't either. Well, same to you. Yeah, we're going to be celebrating pollinators this next week. So I'm looking forward to doing
that's next week. Okay.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
Next week, yeah.
I'll have to remember that. And think about the honeybees and the wind and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna cover all the insects that are great pollinators and some are even better than our beloved honeybees. So we'll talk about
that, right?
All. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. I love the honeybee. I'm an old beekeeper. I don't have any right now.
Oh, good. Good.
Over the years, I've done it. But my question is about, I've ordered some fruit trees, a bunch of fruit trees, actually, for me, 7 or 8 to go in the backyard, in the back garden here, from Stark Brothers in Louisiana, Missouri.
Okay.
I look at your book here. I've got your book, Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening.
All right.
No, I've got that book, and on your section that talks about fruit and nut varieties for Texas.
Uh-huh.
And you designate us in the Dallas area as Zone 2 and so on. And you recommend that for apples, you recommend one of the ones you recommend is Star Crimson Red Delicious. I guess it's from their company. I ordered an apple tree, the Red Rome Beauty self-pollinating apple tree. I ordered it a few months ago with some other fruit trees.
Uh-huh.
And it died on me. That was one of the trees that died on me. The others seem to be doing okay, but the Red Rome Beauty died. I'd been spraying them with foliation feeder, you know, your molasses,
okay.
That concoction you do that you got together with the spray to foliate, to feed by foliation, you called it. I sprayed all of those, and all of them seemed to do quite well, but the Red Rome died.
Well, sometimes
they have a really good policy that they'll give you money back for 1 year. They'll give you a free.
That's
they'll
good.
Send me a new Red Rome. And also, I would like to get that Star Crimson Red Delicious because it's a pollinator for the Red Rome Beauty.
That's fine. You might look at Holland, too. Holland is a real easy one to grow, and it's one that will really help you with pollination. I think the key is just do what you're doing. Get several different ones. Sometimes you're going to lose plants. I mean, sometimes they just die. I have things that I plant sometimes that die, and I scratch my head about what I
Well, yeah, did. The rest of them lived. I did all the same things to those.
Well, I just, you know, it was fine. Probably just some, you know, transplant shock or something that happened to it before you got it. Just try another one and don't give up. If it dies again real fast, you start questioning and scratching your head. But, no, I'd give it a second try for sure.
Yeah, and also another question, Howard, if you got time, My wife wanted me to kill the area right around each tree. You had recommended to me earlier, some people just do the whole yard without grass. I don't want to do it that way. I want to have some grass in there, too.
That's fine. Just kill the area right around the plant. And the best thing to use is vinegar, because if the vinegar hits the trunks of trees or grapevines or whatever, it doesn't hurt a bit. But it will kill the weeds. And I do, if you keep it away from the trunk, it keeps down the competition, and I think it's a good thing to do.
All right, good. Now, Howard, does that work on gardens, too, like your tomato plants?
Sure. Don't hit the base of the plant. Let me put you on hold. We've got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Don't go away. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Here
are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard, back with you. Let's jump down here and talk to Ed in Duncanville real quickly, and then I'll catch up on some things. Hey, Ed. I did that wrong, I bet.
Okay, does that sound
Ed, are you there?
Sound better? Yeah, does that sound better?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay, I got three things. First of all, that damnable trumpet vine.
Yeah, stuff.
Sometimes I'm almost willing to get a gallon of Roundup and kill everything just to get rid of them and start again.
Don't
but then
do
I realize,
that. It won't
no,
even,
no, no, no,
it won't
no,
even
no,
work no. on it, so that's a bad idea.
Oh,
so.
Gee. Oh, okay. How do you get rid of it? Okay, first of all, just pulling them up, will that eventually kill them?
Yeah, let me give you a couple of tips. One of the things that I do
Please.
At my place is I deal with invasive plants all the time. I got bamboo, I got cashmere bouquet, I got a bunch of different things. And I've developed a technique that just works beautifully, and it works like this. First thing you do with any invasive plant like you have, the trumpet vine, is you cut all the top down as much as you can, dig out anything that you have time to dig out. But then as it starts to sprout back, where you see it sprouting back, you take what I use is the length of a hatchet, but it's got a narrow grubbing hoe metal tool on the end of it. Some people call it an adze that's used for woodwork, but when it's used for soil, I guess it's just small grubbing hoe. I don't know. But I take that grubbing hoe and I pull the top over so I see exactly where it's going in the ground. Are you there, Ed? Well, let's see. We lost Ed. Let me go ahead and explain. Let's see if that's him calling right back there, David. Anyway, I grab the plant like the bamboo or cashmere bouquet, or in this case, the trumpet vine coming back up. If it's not tall enough to grab it, you just see where it's coming out of the ground. Take that little grubbing hoe and chop right down into it and sever it. When I do bamboo, and it would be the same with trumpet vine or any invasive weed, it's going to be coming up from a root somehow that's grown from another place. So if you didn't feel that you hit a root, you cut over at another angle, maybe a chop here and one more chop that's 90 degrees to that. With that technique, you'll hit it one of the other place. And when you do that and you start severing those underground portions of the invasive weed that's left, it's amazing how well they die back. Now, bamboo will try to come back with secondary growth, little bitty growth, not the big old shoots that you originally see in the spring, but with a little feathery growth. Trumpet vine do the same thing. Other weeds do the same thing. But with just spending a little time, a couple of different times as it tries to go back, and you're severing that underground part as well as pulling out the top of the weed, you can get rid of it. Spot spraying with vinegar as it comes back up is fine as well. One of the things that I was going to cover was related to vinegar and the products that I don't recommend. I was talking to Hay, recent caller, about using vinegar in the vegetable garden, and he didn't realize you could use it in the vegetables. I said, sure, around tomatoes and any other vegetables or herbs, you just can't hit the plant or the stem of succulent plants with the vinegar. You've got to stay out away from the plants, and it works very well, and then keep mulch on the area, and it will work extremely well. That's what's so neat about, though, the woody plants, using the vinegar around the woody plants, you can hit the stem and it won't even hurt the stem of grapes and fruit trees and things like that. So that's what we were talking about. Ed has called back. Let's see if he had anything else real quick. Ed, did you have something else?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I don't know what happened. I just went away. Crepe myrtle, with all the rain we've had, it's got mildew or something like that on the leaves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it still going to bloom?
It'll have some blooms, but it'll cut down on them some. Mildew rarely kills the plant or completely kills the flowering, but it will negatively affect it. If you spray cornmeal juice or hydrogen peroxide, hydrogen peroxide mixed with Garrett juice mixture, that's what I personally do, it'll just go away. I had mildew show up on some plants this year that I'd never seen before because of all the rain, and I just hit them real quickly with Garrett juice with a little hydrogen peroxide mixed in, and it was gone. It'll take care of it with one spraying.
Excellent. Speaking of Garrett juice, that was another question. I've been over the, with my different purchases, I've got Garrett juice and Garrett juice plus, and then I take some used coffee, and oops, I hear that. You want to wait?
Go ahead real quick.
Okay. And then I mix them up with Mosquito Steve and just pour it all at the same time. Am I making?
I don't think the Mosquito Steve, that's an essential oil product. I don't think that should be used in the soil. That's just for spraying and being a repellent above ground. But other than that, you can mix anything with Garrett juice that you want to. I mix all kinds of different things that are doing other jobs with the Garrett juice as a base. That's one of the things I talk about in great detail in our course, the Natural Organic Certification course. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, and I'll finish what I started talking about when we start the next hour. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.